Let us pray. We come to thee in prayer, O God, not claiming that we have performed thy bidding or completed the mission which thou hast given to us. Instead, we must confess to thee that we have made great promises and have not kept them, and our words still echo in our ears to rebuke us. The needs of our neighbors, both near and far, encircle us, shame us, and reprove us. Thy promises, untried by thy petty and fearful children, await fulfillment for those who will heed thee and follow thee. Give to us today, we pray, a new light of understanding that we may know thy will and a new willingness to do it. Enable us to see the old challenges with fresh faith, and open thou our eyes to new tasks that demand more than our very best. Let thy truth be opened now to us by thy servant, and may thy grace be given to him and to all of us for this hour's thought and worship and work. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It is a continuing and very significant part of the seminary's life to observe Missionary Day at stated intervals during each academic year. We are happy today to welcome as our first Missionary Day speaker for the 1973-1974 academic year, Dr. Carlisle Marney. Dr. Marney is a native of Tennessee, a graduate of Carson Newman College and of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, where he received the Ph.D. degree, majoring in church history under the guidance of Dr. S.L. Staley, the first president of this seminary. He has served pastorates in Kentucky, Texas, and North Carolina. Since 1967, he has directed the work of Interpreter's House at Lake Junaluska, North Carolina. We are delighted to have him with us, not only to speak today, but during the 11 o'clock hour, to be available for fellowship and conversation in the Commons Room in Mackey Hall. By the written word in his preaching, and by contacts with a wide circle of people who cherish the privilege of calling him friend, he has ministered effectively and creatively. He demonstrates the gift of helping those who believe to have the courage to doubt, and of helping those who doubt to have the courage to believe. We welcome him today, and after the anthem, he will speak to us.